Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes Auvill. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, entertainment guru for Fox 5 here in D.C., it's Kevin McCarthy. Hey, Kevin.
Kevin.
Good morning, John Paul Flame, John Auvill, Jason Lurch Bishop.
Yeah, what's up?
Kevin, you've gone all out with the jacket, the tie, and pocket square.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. Little side note, pocket square was definitely fake and built into the jacket. I definitely did not do this myself, first of all. Second of all,
I like the honesty.
No, I mean, got to be honest, because I have no idea how to do that. But I'm, I've been wearing a suit and tie recently because it's just kind of, a mental normalcy, I guess. This is how I would dress on a daily basis. It kind of, I guess from a mental standpoint, it's kind of that differential between your work life and your home life. And I guess when I put on like sweats or like a hoodie, then I'm back. I don't know. I'm still trying to mess with it. It still messes me up every day. There's no difference, really.
All right, I want to play a game with you. All right? I want you to reach behind, just close your eyes, reach behind and grab a DVD with your right hand. And let's see.
DVD roulette. I kind of like it.
And then this one
feels like it's not open yet. Hold on.
Okay. Now, you give us the description of the movie in a sentence, and we'll see if we can figure it out.
Well, no, give us the actors first.
Okay, actors.
Oh, I get psyched for this game.
It's maybe a new weekly bit.
Just pulling something
on
the fly.
Also,
now he's going to do it with the people that he interviews. He's going to do this bit now.
Well, before I reveal this, I do want to say to all your listeners who are listening right now, I am going to review the Hamilton film, so I will get to that, and I promise. That's a big deal this weekend. All right. You guys are not going to get this.
All right.
This is not going to happen. This is not.
Redraw.
We'll try. We'll try.
All right.
It was a period piece that came out within the past 2 years. Emma Stone and Nicholas Holt.
Emma Stone, Nicholas Holt.
Also had Rachel Weisz, and Olivia Colman won the Oscar for it.
I think I might know the title. I don't know anything about it. I might know the title.
Go ahead, Cakes.
Cakes?
Is the title Emma?
It is not.
Oh!
All right, what's the title? Just give it to us.
This is a bad one. It's called The Favorite.
I do remember that
favorite
hype.
They don't even spell favorite the right
way. They spell it the English way.
Right,
and
so,
I mean, like,
let's
London,
go. No,
England,
no. Let's
English.
Go left hand, not your right hand, left hand and low. And low. DVDs do you have there?
Left hand, low,
about 1,000?
Hundreds.
All right, for people watching at home, there's 1,600 of them. There's two shelves. All right, here we go. All right, left hand, low.
Mm-hmm. Can you pick something silly this time?
Are they
alphabetized? When they go high, we go low. All right, hold on, here we go. All right.
All right, let's see what you're wasting time with.
No, hold on.
See, he has a lot of just nubby ones.
Terrible ones.
What did you pick?
Right, here we go. Little Mermaid. All right. Great movie, but all right, that was fun. Oh, God.
Apparently, you have an awful collection.
Okay.
All right, this is a good one. Okay, good.
Okay.
We thought the segment was going to be good as we were just spitballing. I just came up with the idea.
It had potential.
But it's been weak so far. Oh,
we're working out the kinks here. All right. Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart, one of the greatest actors
of course,
of all time.
It's A Wonderful Life. I mean, it's the only thing I know Jimmy Stewart being in.
What else was he in?
Yeah.
Vertigo, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
See, I don't know that. How would I know all that?
One more from this side.
All right.
Here we go.
Slide over.
Anybody listening on the radio is probably like, what the heck are you guys doing? All right, here we go.
We're playing DVD roulette.
Yes.
I get sights for DVD roulette. I am all in for this game. All right, here we go. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, all right. This movie won Best Picture a couple years back.
All right.
And it's directed by a gentleman named Barry Jenkins. The film won Best Picture after a major accident happened at the Oscars.
Can you give us the plot line?
Can you give us the actor, the main actor?
It's pretty obvious. Mahershala Ali won an Oscar for this film.
Okay, Moonlight.
Yes.
Which I saw. Excellent movie. That's a
Do you guys remember what happened? La La Land won Best Picture, and they got on stage.
Terrible movie. What a bad movie.
Right.
Warren Beatty read the wrong
name. Oh, you read the...
I mean, that is...
Right, right.
Blah, Blah Land. What a terrible flick.
You didn't like Moonlight? Or you're talking about La La Land?
La La Land, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
so why don't you get to Hamilton? No.
I'm a kid. One more.
Look at the glee on his face. Let him do one more. It's a Friday, JP. Technically.
Okay.
And have you bought...
Oh, yes!
Hey, have you bought the majority of these DVDs, or are some of these sent to you?
Lauren and I have bought, I would say, 95% of these.
I mean, that's quite a collection.
Think about how much money you spent on that.
I'm a physical media guy. I know you guys might think this is a bit. We actually come down here and rent films. And I'm not kidding you. We actually do that. All right.
Jimmy has no kids. You know how much money he has? He has no,
true.
No children.
All right. Right. Let's play with this one a little bit.
All right.
I'm excited.
DVD Roulette with Kevin McCarthy.
Okay. For people who are listening in their cars right now, what we're doing is there's a massive two Blu-ray shelves behind me. There's 1,600 Blu-rays. I'm picking them out without looking, and I'm going to be giving you guys clues so you can figure it out. All right. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. I know. I'm sure. Chris, TK is probably like, what the heck are you guys doing right now? All right. It's written by Quentin Tarantino.
Hey, ratings don't matter. We don't care. Okay. I'll be honest.
Written by Tarantino.
Written by Tarantino, but not directed.
Okay.
Tarantino is actually in the film as a leading star.
Ooh.
The film has two very distinct genres, meaning that it's like one film halfway through and then it becomes another film completely on the second side of it.
Hold on. So it's written by Tarantino and he stars in it?
He stars in the whole movie, but the movie has two genres. It's almost like a crime thriller in the beginning and then a horror film in the last half.
I think I know it. I might know it.
Get your guess before, in. Do it like, who am I? Cakes, what's your guess?
Is it Death Proof?
It is not Death Proof. I'll give you one
Hateful
more
Eight.
Clue. It's not Hateful Eight. So remember, all right, so Tarantino is a star of the film. All right, here's what I'll tell you. His co-star, the guy he's acting opposite of the entire film, in the film they're brothers, and his co-star is one of the biggest movie stars on the planet. Top five.
Why can't I think of it? Is Brad Pitt
so easy.
Or...
Is it easy?
Matt level.
Matt Show got it.
Go ahead, guys.
It's definitely Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, it's Clooney. With Clooney, that's right.
There you go. Old school. All right, why don't you get into Hamilton?
In a million years, I wouldn't have got that.
Look, that was an idea. We can tighten it up for next time.
I think Dusk is when this segment's going to be over.
Yeah, we can tighten it up, make it like
why don't
one
you add that
version,
to 5 and 10 for next week?
Like, who am I? You know what you do? You prep it and have some actual clues. Have you ever heard us play Who Am I on the show? You tighten it up, and then we'll do that for next time.
But I will say, I would argue that listeners actually like stuff being tried out like that. It's new. I find people who watch Fox 5, like when we do like stuff kind of off the cuff. Like, people just kind of, like, it kind of creates a, well, you don't know how it's going to end. It's almost like you're on the edge, kind of like, is this going to be bad? I know that was bad, but in general, we can work on it for next time.
It was organic.
I can just feel Matt,
by the way,
snickering.
Before you do your review, when does Unhinged, when's that release date? I'm very interested in Unhinged.
It's a great question, because since I last talked to you, so much has changed. So for people who are listening, like, movie theaters were supposed to be opening up on July 15th, specifically AMC. That's now been pushed. They had a lot of controversy about what they were going to do with their masks and people not wearing masks in the theater. Unhinged is actually supposed to be technically the first film, new release, to hit theaters on July 10th. I don't know how that's going to be possible without the AMCs and the other major theater chains. So right now, Jason, to be honest with you, like, that studio is sticking so importantly to the theatrical release that I feel like they should be going to VOD with this film, because at this point, we don't even know if movie theaters are going to be opening anytime soon. I mean, I've heard people say we might not get any movies the rest of the year, which is absolutely insane to think about. So I don't know when you're going to see Unhinged. I've seen it, obviously, because I interviewed Russell Crowe for it for the press tour, but I don't know. It's funny because in the background of Russell Crowe's house was, and it sounds so weird to say it, right? I'm like zooming with Russell Crowe. But in the background of his house, there's a poster that says in theaters in July. So maybe they're going to keep it. I'm not sure. We'll see.
All right. Keep me updated. All right.
JP is getting texts from CK right now saying, never do that again. Never, ever do that again.
All right. So what's up with Hamilton?
Yeah. I'm telling you guys right now. I've been on your show since 2005, and there are special moments in media and entertainment history that are, like, genuinely profound to think about. Hamilton, I was lucky enough to see the Broadway show with the original cast in New York with my wife, Lauren, and it was truly, I've been going to Broadway all my life. I'm a Broadway kid. My parents took me to Broadway. We saw Phantom of the Opera, all the major shows. We go up there all the time, multiple times a year.
You're a Broadway kid. That sounds so Silver Spoon-y.
I know it sounds strange, but I've been going since I was a kid. My entire family's from New York. Hamilton was the greatest thing I've ever seen performed in front of my eyes. Musically, from a writing standpoint, did you guys ever have a chance to see it at Kennedy Center before everything happened or no?
No chance.
Ax me.
I've seen Rip Hamilton play for the Wizards, but that was like 15 years ago.
All right, so you guys are
seen Leonard
there,
Hamilton coach.
So just out of curiosity, where what are your perspectives on Hamilton just in general? What do you know about
Alexander
it?
Alexander Hamilton.
No, the show. What are your thoughts? What
I heard
are your
it's excellent. I heard okay. It's excellent, people, but I didn't see it.
People rave about it, but I see a Broadway show. I wasn't a Broadway kid growing up like you. I see a Broadway show once every 5 to 7 years, roughly.
Okay. Jason, are you into Hamilton based on, like, reactions to it or no?
No.
He's into Josh Hamilton. Yeah. Does he look like he's into Hamilton?
No. I couldn't care less.
All three of you are taking the biggest nap of your life. You're just like sleeping
you're
on
correct.
Something that is.
Yes.
So here's the thing. I totally get your perspective. A buddy of mine who I do co-host the podcast with, he is just like you guys. He doesn't really care about Broadway. He had never had any interest in seeing the show. And then when he watched the film, he texted me and he was like, okay, I get it. I understand. This can't be as good as everyone says it is, but it's actually better. And the movie is a very intimate experience. So I'll give this perspective, which is interesting because I was able to have the unique perspective of seeing the show originally in 2016. My wife and I sat in the upper tier of the theater looking down on the stage. So we're far away from the whole cast. So the movie brings you closer. But the way they did it is really cool. They shot it over 3 days, twice with an actual audience. And then they did pick up and close up shots without audiences with the camera in there. You feel like you're getting a private show of Hamilton, the show that costs thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on StubHub to get tickets or wherever it was when it was running. So it's almost like it almost feels like you're not supposed to be there. Like it almost feels like it's like crazy that you have this access. You're on this stage watching arguably the most famous show in the history of Broadway. But at the same time, it's this unprecedented access that you feel like, wow, how am I on stage watching this right now when this costs so much money for people to see, even in the back of the theater? My wife and I paid $550 a ticket, and that was ridiculous. And that was cheap. that show, which
is
crazy.
What is your rating on Hamilton?
The movie is incredible. And by the way, I say cheap. We obviously couldn't afford it when we did it, but we knew that we were on the cusp of a big show, and we just had to go and go see it. But the movie.
By the way, where can we watch Hamilton now?
So Hamilton tomorrow on Disney Plus, you can watch the whole show. Jason, you'll love this. It's 2 hours and 42 minutes, man. Oh. I know that sounds like a wonderful time for you to spend your time that way.
Yeah,
you
could
no, but it is. Listen, well, this is the Broadway show. Listen, everybody out there listening to the show right now, I understand you might have hesitation if you're not a Broadway person. Pop it on for 5 to 10 minutes and tell me you don't keep going.
Is it a 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5.
Five out of five.
Extraordinary. And I'm telling you, if you watch the movie, please still try and go see the show, because this is very interesting. The director chooses what you look at, chooses the close-ups. The guy who directed the movie directed the stage show. So it's all combined. And the music is amazing. This is the 2016 original Broadway cast.
Right,
and
real quick, Kevin.
Truly blow your mind.
Real quick, because we only have about a minute. A couple of people have tweeted, and I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen Dark on Netflix?
I have not seen Dark on Netflix.
All right, another one. I guess you're going to talk about Dr. Sleep. That's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I know we mentioned this when the film came out. And I know Cakes used to be a bigger horror guy when we first met. And because The Shining is the scariest movie I've ever seen. So Dr. Sleep is a sequel to The Shining starring Ewan McGregor and Rebecca Ferguson. For people who didn't see it in theaters, it bombed. No one saw the movie. It was a hard sell. I mean, to sell a sequel to The Shining years later in this generation, you know, The Shining is a older film that not everybody still talks about.
It was the DVD roulette theatrical release.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kidding. But I enjoyed it.
Listen, The Shining's a masterpiece. Jason,
yeah.
JP, Cakes, I think you guys would dig Dr. Sleep. It's Ewan McGregor. It is one of the most terrifying horror films I have ever seen. And we're watching it last night on the couch, and there's a scene, unfortunately, that I had to watch before I went to sleep that I just wish I'd never seen before. And it's a movie that really kind of makes you feel like maybe what death would feel like. It sounds really weird, but that's how the movie kind of, like, the movie seeps into you like that. It's very disturbing.
I'd rather watch Scott McGregor pitch than watch Ewan McGregor act.
All right.
By the way, what's up with my girl Anna Kendrick and her new show?
That's called Love Life.
I kind of get sized for her.
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that. That's where you can find Dr. Sleep. So if you have HBO Max.
HBO Max. Kevin, we got to run because we got Chris Russell joining us next.
Okay. See you, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin. Have a good weekend, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Have a good July 4th
Coming up
weekend.
Next, we will talk to Redskins insider Chris Russell here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, we got John Feinstein joining us at 8 o'clock.
A
Do
day
we
early.
Have the Rooster Chris Russell on the line?
Roosty. Where's the Roosty?
Good morning, boys. How
there
are you?
There he is.
There is the Roosty.
Chris Russell.
Hey, Roosty, what are you going to be doing this July 4th weekend?
I'm working in the morning. They're letting the rooster out of the cage. Not only for you guys tomorrow. What is it? Tomorrow morning? Yeah, tomorrow morning, Friday. Pete Medhurst and I are doing your show tomorrow, and then Saturday we're doing a little 9 to 11 swing before the Nationals, and then Sunday I'm working too. So,
sweet.
But you know what? Here's a good thing.
Hey, at least you're making some money this weekend.
Yeah, that is true. We'll keep that in that term.
Right. I know it's not a lot. Trust me. This day and age, it's not a lot.
Exactly. It's even less than you could imagine. but here's the thing that you guys might like. I went to the store yesterday. You guys know how much I love cheap ground beef, right?
I do know that. Yes, yeah. It's a hallmark of Chris Russell.
Exactly. I didn't pick up cheap ground beef. What I did was I saw a Boston pork butt on special, right?
Okay.
Pulled pork.
Sure.
So I got this massive thing that I'm going to smoke for, whoever wants it, friends, whatever, on 4th of July while I'm doing the radio show. I'm just going to put it out on the big green egg, put a little apple wood, let it smoke up for about 10, 12 hours, whatever it is, just like all the professionals do, and away we go. It'll be very unhealthy, but it'll be very good.
It's just going to fall apart and melt in your mouth.
Sounds so delicious.
Yep.
Absolutely. Jason, I can even bring some over to you over in Ashburn.
All right, bring it over. Bring me a big plate, a nice bottle of wine. I'll crush it.
Sounds good.
There you go. Sounds delicious. There you go.
So Rooster, you retweeted yesterday the story about the investment firms and shareholders worth a collective $620 billion that have asked Nike, FedEx, and Pepsi to end their relationships with the Redskins unless the team changes its name. And at first, that kind of jumped out at me, but then I took a step back and I was like, well, they're just asking. It doesn't mean that they're severing ties with Dan Snyder and the Redskins. What's the latest on this story? And do you think it actually has any teeth? Do you think some of these big name companies would withdraw their sponsorships because of the team name?
Right. So with some time to think about, and I wrote something late last night, that I have up on my timeline. So here's my spin on it. I don't know if I'm right, wrong. You guys can tell me what your opinion is. But I do think it's a legitimate threat. I do think when you're talking about shareholders of major companies and investors of major companies like PepsiCo, like FedEx, and Nike, I think worth the amount of money. I think it was $6.2 billion, whatever it was. I think it's, again, a legitimate, viable threat. However, I go one step further, and I started thinking about this, and I don't know why I thought about that. I thought, Fred Smith, the chairman of FedEx, the company,
right,
is also a co-owner of the Redskins.
Yes, I knew that. That was a weird wrinkle.
Right, that's number one. And then Pepsi and Nike are not only partners of the Washington Redskins, but they're partners of the NFL. So if Pepsi and Nike give a big middle finger to the Washington Redskins, and they very well could. I'm not saying that they won't, can't, whatever. They can do whatever they want. But if they do that, are they risking running into potential problems in terms of the renewals of their sponsorship and marketing agreements with the Redskins? I mean, with the NFL, when those deals come up in a couple of years, are they running afoul with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys and other influential owners who have Dan Snyder's back with Roger Goodell? I'm just asking that as the question. And for those reasons, I don't think this will go anywhere, but maybe I'm wrong. But it is a legitimate threat.
What'd you think of Ron Rivera, the head coach, stumbling and bumbling on his response about whether the Redskins' name should be changed?
Yeah. So it's funny because I talked to a source last week who said it was going to be very, very, very uncomfortable for Ron when he was directly asked about this, and it was just a matter of time, and it happened on Monday, JP. Look, did it come off as well as his thing on you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and what the Redskins? No, of course not. That was more prepared, number one. Number two, I think he was more willing to talk about that than he was about the Redskins' name change. So here's my spin on it. Again, I could be wrong, could be right, I don't know. If Ron Rivera was so anti-Redskins' name, why would he have taken the job, number one? And number two, this was my thing before he even said it. He's a football coach. Like, you know, I understand we all want everyone to be political activists, right, and we all want everybody to care about everything. You guys care about every issue? Every societal issue?
Of course not. He cares about winning, and he cares about big fat paychecks. That's what he cares about.
I care about Down syndrome and type 1 diabetes because they're important to me with my kids.
Right.
I do care about Black Lives Matter. I do care about people being offended. I'm sorry that people are, whoever is offended by the name Redskins. I get it. I do apologize. It's not that I don't care. What it is I'm not willing to make a stand for every single thing. And I don't think Ron Rivera is willing to make a stand for every single thing. And oh, by the way, and maybe this is uneducated on my view, on my point, he shouldn't have to. He's a football coach. He's a football coach. He shouldn't have to be a political activist on every single issue.
I don't go into
that's how comfortable he was with talking about it.
Now, Chris, I don't know where you follow this, but I think as long as Dan Snyder owns the Redskins, they will forever be the Washington Redskins. I don't see a scenario outside of Roger Goodell or whoever the commissioner is at the time, other than him saying, you have to change the name. You must change the name or you can no longer own the team, which he would have a massive lawsuit on his hands if he were faced with that. He's never going to change the name. He's gone on record publicly and he said, I'm never changing the team name. You can print it.
Yeah.
He's dug in. Well, he's never going to change it.
Yeah, the only thing that would have made me think that there was a chance was, remember when the lower court, and I forget all the, I think it was the federal court or whatever court it was, came down with the ruling about the trademark protection and, oh, they couldn't have trademark. And then the Supreme Court shot that down and overruled them. The Supreme Court shot that down and said, no. They have rights to have trademark protection. I don't know all the legal lingo, so maybe somebody a lot smarter than me can solve that and figure that out. Here's what I know. The Supreme Court backed them up. Okay? The Supreme Court protected them. And until I believe something changes in that ruling, I don't see how anyone anywhere gets this name changed, and certainly not Dan willingly on his own. I mean, if people think he's going to just wake up one day and go, oh, it's 80 degrees and sunny, let's go Red Hawks, hell no.
Impossible.
It ain't happening.
No, he's not bowing to the pressure. He will not do it.
Yeah, well, it's not only the pressure, right, to be right and politically activist and, you know, all this stuff. Active and to be right and sensitive and all that, but it's a lot of money. I mean, if we think about it, right, the Redskins fan base is, what would you guys say, 60% of what it used to be? I don't know what the right number is. It's a lot smaller than what it used to be. So then you're going to take that already smaller pie than what it used to be and then carve it in half, maybe carve it, take away another 75% of Redskins fans that grew up with Redskins and that are married to that name. That is part of why they are a fan, part of the logo. Whether it's insensitive or not, that's what they are. That's what they associate
and
Chris, that's what they love.
All of those things you just mentioned, they're burned into Dan Snyder. He was raised on Redskins, the Redskins glory years, Redskins propaganda. Yes. He's never going to change the name unless he's.
And here's another thing about Dan. He doesn't care what you think either.
Right.
He doesn't care what you think about him.
He cares what you ultimately think if it's going to cost him hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So that's why we go back to the beginning of this conversation, that if three huge companies all decide to pull out, well, the problem is again, all three companies have not only business dealings with directly with the Redskins, they have it directly with the NFL. And if those three companies are willing to make a stand and say, you know what, give a big middle finger to the Redskins because they won't change the name, well, again, they're putting their own companies in some sort of peril, their own marketing partnerships with the NFL, because the NFL is going to back up Dan Snyder, period. If Roger Goodell and the NFL wanted the Redskins to change their name, they would change their name, because you can't go one against 31 if you're Dan Snyder. You just can't do that. Not in this league, not in this time.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, just want your opinion on something we were kicking around last week and into this week. If you had to bet, which Redskins running back gets the most carries this year?
I'm going to still go, and I know this is dangerous, but I'm going to still go with the best of the bunch in Darius Geis. I don't know why anybody would have any confidence, any faith that he'll play more than two or three games at a time. That's his track record through 2 years, but I've seen guys, just dramatically get healthy for 1 year. I saw it in 2015 for Jordan Reed. Saw it for Chris Thompson in 2016 and half of 2017, and then they ultimately revert back to, unfortunately, what they are, and that's constant injuries. But I've seen it for 1 year. I've seen it for 1 year at a time. I know the kid works hard. I know the kid looks great. He's everything in a bag of chips that you would want in terms of a running back. He can catch the ball. He can run. He can knock people over. He can break tackles. He can run after contact. He can, great cuts, great angles, all that stuff. So I'm just going to go with the best guy and hope that he catches a break at some point and think that it's not because he's doing something wrong. It's just been bad luck and bad Redskins luck. And if I'm wrong, then okay. I certainly don't have a lot of confidence, but that's the guy I'm going to go with.
All right, Rooster, got to run. Enjoy the pork butt, and yep. Thanks for filling in for us tomorrow.
Enjoy your 45 shifts this weekend.
Love you guys. Thanks for
Rooster.
Me.
Yep, that's talk to you soon.
Chris Russell, follow him on Twitter at Russell621. Remember, John Feinstein will join us at 8 o'clock for Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. John Feinstein, bestselling author, Washington Post columnist. He'll join us at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Then a couple interesting things. At 8:20, I think Drab is willing to say whether he's going to have boys or girls.
Ooh.
Look at this. We're going to find out today.
At 8:20, right. We can get the drum roll ready.
A gender reveal.
At 8:20. And then we have another Founding Farmers gift card to give away. We will play the morning matchup coming up at 8:40. So stay tuned for that.
Can we do the visual gender reveal, or is it just going to tell us?
I mean, what's the visual? You want him to go out and get a blue balloon? And
yeah,
balloon,
I mean, I don't know. Something goofy and cheesy. I don't know.
Get a golf ball to smash.
He could do an anatomically correct drawing of the sex.
Right.
That would get me
laugh. Just a thought.
So we'll get into that coming up at 8:20. If they can pull something in the next 40 minutes or 30 minutes, then maybe we can do something visual.
Does Valdez already know?
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, okay. I've known for weeks.
Oh, you have?
Weeks. Okay. Look at this.
Yeah, I told him a while ago.
I mean, it's just the two of those boys.
We run out of show content every right. now and then.
We can only talk about Valdez's protein shakes for so long.
Hold on. Are you talking about real protein shakes or like code for protein shakes?
Real protein shakes. <Okay. laughs>
I have to be sure of what we're talking about here.
So we'll get to that coming up at 8:20. We'll do the gender reveal. Of course, we just found out, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or so, the Drab was going to be having twins, mm-hmm. identical twins. So we'll do the gender reveal at 8:20, give you a chance to win that Founding Farmers gift card at 8:40. I wanted to bring up something that we've always been baffled by,
okay,
in the junkies world.
Yes, right.
And that's art. I saw this story, and I just don't understand.
Let me guess. Someone bought a painting for $2.6 million.
No, but that happens all the time.
It does.
There was an artist who offed himself last year. He was 35, a Canadian artist, Matthew Wong.
Okay.
So his work prior to offing himself was going for $22,000.
Okay, he like per himself. Painting or like he sold one painting for $22K? Like,
It says here he had a solo debut in New York a few years ago. It says his new works sold for $22,000.
So multiple pieces of art went for over 20 grand. Okay.
And then it said when one of those canvases returned to the market on Monday, it fetched $1.5 million. How? Let's just even
what do
assume,
we know about Matthew
Let's just
Wong?
Even assume. All I know is he killed himself. So let's just assume he had one painting for $22,000, and then the next year it goes for $1.5 million. How does that happen? I still remember we did an appearance where we had to pour the perfect pint of Guinness.
Yes, we did.
Do you remember? And
I do
the
remember.
The appearance
was
at an art gallery.
Yeah, it was.
It
was
a strange junkies appearance. I mean, we've done a million bar appearances, and we've done a million appearances for different beer companies.
Those are called relics now, JP.
Right.
Junk's appearances.
And so this was a Guinness appearance, and all we had to do was pour a perfect pint of Guinness. But it happened to be in an art gallery, and I remember looking at some of the garbage that they said was art, and the price tags were in, like, the $20,000 range.
I just remember that art gallery was very hard to find, and the parking was impossible. That's what I remember about that place.
Well, it's in D.C., so of course the parking is always impossible.
Yeah, I had no idea where I was going. It took forever.
From looking up Matthew Wong, apparently his vibrant landscapes, forest scenes, and still lifes were just beginning to command attention and critical acclaim when he passed on October 2nd of 2019. So I guess he was like this budding artist. He was an up-and-comer, so to speak, and then he killed himself. And I guess once you're dead,
right, his pieces were more valuable.
Your art just becomes more valuable because there's not going to be any more coming out. That's it. Whatever he's produced to that point, that's all you're going to get.
So let's say the junkies all crash. Okay. We're on one of our rare road trips.
Yes.
And we're in an airplane crash.
We all die.
Will the podcast where we make no money command more than
no, because
zero?
It's not tangible art. But right. If one of us were a prolific, I don't know, with watercolors or
Cakes,
just
this is an art.
Painter, this is hardly an art. I mean, maybe you can consider it art form.
If you passed away, could Amy sell your turkey bowl jersey for more?
Yes, it goes up in value. If you're dead, whatever your possessions and or art or anything you create just becomes more valuable.
Yeah. That Tiger Woods picture in the studio that Valdez stole from somebody.
Hold on. No. Drab got from Tennistopia.
It was a gift. He got it from Golftopia.
If he was dead, if Tiger Woods is dead, it's worth more.
It just
is. It just is, yeah.
Correct.
It'd be very sad.
especially if it was signed.
Right, if it were signed.
By the way, I took my Barry Sanders signed autographed Okie State jersey yesterday to get framed up.
Oh, you did.
I couldn't believe how much a frame job is.
Oh, well, let me guess.
And this was a discount.
All right, so with the discount, Barry Sanders jersey, doesn't matter who it is.
So with a 20%
discount. 20%
discount,
you still shelled out $300.
I haven't paid for it yet. I'm going to pay for it on pickup, but $275.
Yeah, it's pricey, man. That is quite a, the framing racket is a good one to get into.
Would you be willing to sign the jersey for me? Maybe.
I hate that audio because I stumble and bumble.
I love it.
I sound like Valdez on a daily basis.
Maybe.
I don't go into any conversation.
Where will the Barry Sanders jersey go in your Ashburn home? The last time I was there, I don't know, a year or two ago, you had like stuff on the floor.
I know. That's because it was getting repainted, but they're all on the wall. It'll go near them or next to them. I don't know. I got to move some things around. I don't have that much space anymore down there. But it's going to look sharp, believe me. It's going to look sweet. Cakes, maybe one day you'll find out if you ever come to my house.
Yeah.
I've only been in it 16 years.
I would find out if I ever.
He's 0-16?
Came into your house, which probably, it probably is probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen.
Let's be real. Yeah. It's not like you invite us over.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I mean, if you had a cookout and invited the Junkies gang.
Yeah.
If you had that number one party. Back when we were number one.
Well, we know that's not going to happen.
It'll never happen. And you're right. I probably won't ever invite you over. I don't know. If you're in Ashburn one time and you text me, hey, Bish, I'm in Ashburn. I wanted to stop by. I'd say, come on over.
Man, I missed
those. You say, sorry, I'm golfing.
That's right.
I miss those days when we knew that a bonus was coming in the paycheck.
Yeah.
And then you just log on to your online account. Yeah. It's just swole.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the days.
How many hours a day do you think Cakes thinks about money?
Probably as much as I do.
How about every waking hour?
At least every
hour that I'm awake, I think about
once an hour, I definitely do.
JP, you know money makes the world go round. You're aware of that, right? You know that.
Sure.
Because my daughters are always spending money somewhere or, you know, I'm getting a bill in the mail or my wife's out. Or I get an Amazon charge. I mean, it's impossible not to think about it at least once an hour.
Do you guys think about it more than sex?
100%.
Because don't they say the guy thinks about sex every 8 seconds or something?
Oh, yeah,
that
no,
seems ridiculous.
Who thinks? Maybe Jeremy.
Maybe when I was 18.
Maybe not actual sex, but like something titillating.
I can see a booby.
I can't remember during the show being titillated once.
Not even the Page conversation?
Sporanic.
I think about Webb Simpson more than I do about sex.
Yeah, he thinks about every male golfer before he thinks about Page.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
Well, maybe when you showed the Tiger Woods poster, Valdez was probably thinking about his hog, his picture that he has.
He still has a screenshot.
I bet you that would sell for more than Matt Wong's masterpiece.
Tiger's dong greater than Matt Wong.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, coming up next, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein joins us for Thursdays with Feinstein on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.